and you will find fewer and fewer people retiring until that idea has totally, like slavery, passed its time. Okay? And it will fade out slowly, just as slavery has. But you will find that pretty soon, or after a time here, that the idea of retirement, they're going to say, your future generations will say, wasn't that archaic? Those people stopped working. Those people stopped at a certain time. They just retired. And they're going to say, what an archaic idea. Because no one came to the earth to retire. That's not why you're here. You came because you wanted to pack in as much as you could in the time period. And so those people who retire and do it successfully are busier now than when they were working. They just changed their work, and they're not getting paid for it. There's the difference. But they're still working. And those are your successful retirees. And those few that can make that transition will still be encouraged to retire, but the vast majority will keep working. And that is literally for financial reasons. It'll look like they're forced to keep working, but it's really to keep them on track because, as we said, nobody came to the earth to retire. You know, that's like going to paradise and saying, oh, yeah, but I'm going to sit here and observe. I'm not going to participate. Okay. So your world is changing in many, many ways, especially the weather. Over the time period that's coming, you've got 3 years of pretty much unrest, and then it's going to take 150 years for the earth to settle. So it's not like it's a short period of time and then we're done and over with. The earth is just revving up, and it's just in its rocking and rolling. It's in its adolescence for the changes that are coming. And you know that all adolescents like to be a little bit rebellious. And so it's going to look like the earth is, even though this is a very natural cycle for the earth. And so it's easiest just to say, let's see what the weather patterns are doing, and knowing that they are causing new things to occur as the earth is shifting and it is resettling and realigning itself. And this is a slow process, but when you guys get to the tipping point, it feels like it's faster for a few years, and then it's going to be slow again. When it comes on this side and is slow again, you're going to find much flooding of coastlines because the poles will melt and the coastlines will rise, and so the waters will rise. So all coastlines are in dangerous areas with rare exceptions. All right? And so this is important to know. But the next part of this year, especially the last 4 months, will be very interesting, because what we are seeing is that the Mississippi will continue to flood and other rivers will flood into it, and it is like the Mississippi starts literally separating this country in two pieces. Okay. You will get more flooding again. Houston will be hit with a storm. It will affect New Orleans and over. We keep telling you that New Orleans eventually will not be there, and we keep seeing that. It's a matter of when, not if, because the storms will be coming in and hitting this area. We see great hardships for California, and that's over the next 18 months that's coming. Different things will be happening in California, but it will be great hardships, and more people will find that they've been sucked into that energy, will try to break from that energy and move to a different place. The area around Tahoe and Shasta is the most settled of all the energy in California for those people that wish to stay there. There's on schedule an earthquake that's going to hit in California that's going to do quite a bit of damage. There is a tremendous amount of prayers that keep, every time they say, oh, big earthquake, everybody gets together and prays about it. And what's happening is that the earth is attempting to respond to the prayers at the same time that the earth needs to do what it needs to do. And so it's like suppression of a temper. And what happens if you keep suppressing something that makes you mad? Eventually what happens, you blow. And so they're not fixing what's happening. They are simply, with the prayers, postponing what is happening. And so it will be that much more devastating when it does go. And that's why it's very difficult to tell the timing, but it is building. And so it is building and will shock some people, especially because if you talk with most that are seeing the earth changes, they feel that San Diego is safe from the other areas, and we don't see that. We see eventually San Diego will be underwater and from damaged. And so there are many changes. Your safest areas as a whole are around the 50th parallel, which is where we are today, yes, up here. So those that are living around this area is very good. This plate where you are living on here in this area will slide. It's going to move, and it's going to slide, and it will go over the western half of Montana. And that slide, it's like being on a houseboat, and you slide through the waves and the water, and you're just going to slide and land over there. So it'll be like a rough houseboat ride for a little bit, but as a most part, you ones will ride and be safe, and the boat doesn't get damaged, it just gets shook a little bit. And so that's what's going to happen to this area. But we don't see that for quite some time. So you can put it out of mind and know that that's the worst it'll get in this area. So not to worry. There are many things that are occurring around your country. The Madrid Fault is expected at any time to make a shift and cause some damage there. But we still see the flooding first. We see other things happening first. And it's not just the United States. It's around the world that things are happening. We see some lands absolutely gone, like India, like Japan, with the exception of Hokkaido. We see them absolutely gone. We see much, much flooding that people are not expecting. For example, the dam that is the Yangtze River, the dam that was built there, that then empties out into the Shanghai area in China, we see that dam breaking and all the flooding coming down in Shanghai, being very much a lot of it underwater and destroyed by water, with things sinking because there's not enough silt underneath. This is a treacherous time right now for dams. You're going to start hearing about more and more dams breaking around the world and not holding, because the earth needs to level itself and get back to where it's in alignment. So there's many changes. If you are fearful of the changes, it causes your body to be attracted to where that change is occurring, so that you'll make a trip and get there just in time to experience it. So we suggest that you put your fear aside and just say, I'm here for this time to enjoy whatever E-ticket, D-ticket, B-ticket, whatever ticket I have, I'm here to enjoy that ride. And the way you're going to enjoy it with the most ease is to be grateful that you got a ticket to get on the ride, because there are many souls that want to experience this at this time. And this is the fun part of being here. Because in this particular lifetime, you have the opportunities to learn, to grow, to progress. The same as what some of you take between 2 and 7 lifetimes to normally progress and grow for that much. And consequently, many, 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 many souls wish to be here, because why not do it in one lifetime what normally takes between 2 and 7 to do? And that way you all wanted to be here. We do see the population of the earth greatly diminished. We do see that communities will bond together. We do see great successes on the other side of this. So if you can look into 2025 and 2030, it's back to not so many cities, mostly farmlands, houses in between farmlands. You're going back to being in agricultural communities, where more people are farming, where farms are treasured, where that type of thing. You're going back to growing own food and more of an organic nature. You're going to a type of healing that you're only starting to touch on now, energetic healings, vibrational healings, frequency healings. Medicine, it will be greatly changing. What they're doing for cancer today, in the future they will look back and say, how archaic, those people lived in the dark ages. And you that are here today will say, well, I don't live in the dark ages. But it will be considered today's time and what's happening in medicine absolutely the dark ages compared to where medicine is going. So that's exciting news. There are many people that feel that some alien's going to come rescue. And we're going to say it's not going to happen. Okay? Right now, it's time for humanity to rescue itself. It's time for each individual to rescue him or herself and stop hoping for some miracle that's going to come in and rescue. You ones are your own solutions, and it's by working together that communities will survive.